Item number seven, which is land owner hunting permits. This is a briefing and public hearing.
Which one?
Staff report by Brian Hoffman. Ball game and hunting access station section manager in the wildlife.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the commission. This presentation is on proposed changes to WAC 232-28-296, which outlines the rules in our landowner hunting permit program. First, I'd like to give an overview of our private land hunting access program as a whole. It's designed to encourage and assist landowners with managing public hunting on their land. We do that through offering incentives, everything from technical advice to cash incentives in some select areas. And one of the newer components is the department now has the ability on some properties to schedule hunters through our new hunt by reservation system, and I'll expand on that in a minute. So we have 14 private lands biologists around the state. There's at least one in each region, and they're supported by other permanent and seasonal staff. And as of the 2013 hunting season, we were close to 600 landowners in the program and over 1.3 million acres under contract. One of the newer developments, one of the things we talk about in terms of marketing is what's available there, and we've developed a system that allows us to build a web page for each site that tells hunters what's available there, and it's accompanied by a map of the property. Four, five different programs. Hunt by written permission is the oldest one. In that case, the landowner or the hunter needs to meet with the landowner and get a permission slip from them. Kind of the opposite situation is feel free to hunt, and that's just kind of on the hunter's part, just show up and go hunting. Register to hunt is very similar, except you need to register on site before you enter the site to hunt. Hunt by reservation allows hunters to reserve a site in advance, and the landowner hunting permit program, which is what our proposal is about today. I'll describe that later. So I wanted to touch on hunt by reservation because it's new and it's also involved in part of our proposal today. It's run through an automated online system where hunters search for properties, they make their own reservation, and they print their own permit that they're required to take with them to the site. It allows us a couple of advantages to manage your, the biggest one is to manage hunter numbers for a higher quality experience. It also gives the landowner the ability to know who was on their property, as well as our enforcement staff and our field staff in the unfortunate circumstance if there were ever a problem. After 2 years, we have 100 sites in the program, actually over 100 sites, and 5,000 hunter user accounts in the system. So it's growing in popularity. So I'll shift to LHPs and just a briefly overview the commission's policy concerning LHPs. LHP permits, which are issued to the landowner, are authorized by the commission, and they can distribute those to hunters in any fashion that they choose. They can charge an access fee associated with the permit that they distribute, and the department in many cases actually so far in all cases would be issuing permits on these same lands through our special permit process. The landowner cannot charge an access fee associated with those. One of the advantages to the landowner is we have the ability to set customized seasons for the land, and you can see there our department allocation in the case of the standard allocation formula is that for all the permits within the LHP, The department would issue a minimum of 50% of the antlerless permits and 25% of the buck or bull permits. There's been at least one exception to those guidelines in the past, but they can only be authorized by you. Landowners are required to provide equal opportunity for all hunters with permits, whether they're issued by the department or the landowner. And owners who do charge access fees associated with the permits that they distribute waive any claims of damage from wildlife damage. Landowners, what we're looking for here is public benefit, and they need to make provisions for that. A key point in our presentation today is that general hunting season opportunity is encouraged. And another one that I'll highlight here is one of the incentives under this policy that we can offer is a second tag opportunity. 2014, we had seven cooperators. Six of those are proposing to continue. One of the ones we had last year, 4-0 Ranch, is elected to opt out. The department has been purchasing that ranch in phases, and as I understand it, the landowner thought that his ranch was small enough now, it wasn't worth continuing in the program, didn't want to do that anymore. And we have one proposed addition, and that would be Bennett Lumber, and I'll go into the details on that one. So here's where, around the state, where our current LHPs are located, all in eastern Washington, at least one in each of those three regions. And the new Bennett Lumber proposed LHP consists of multiple parcels in the Blue Mountains area. So our proposed changes, first the minor ones, Pine Mountain Ranch in Region 3. Both we're proposing to increase the number of buck permits from 2 to 3. So 3 would be issued by the landowner and 3 would be issued through our permit drawings. ZMI Ranch, Region 1. 6 additional antlerless deer permits that would assist the landowner with damage control. And Columbia Plateau Wildlife Management Association, those permits have been restructured. Previously, they were we had 15-day hunts. We've combined those into 30-day hunts. And most of the properties in that association experience damage, and that's part of the rationale is that this will give the hunters more opportunity to assist those landowners. Another change, and this is in your recommended adjustments that's in your notebooks, is we're noting where second tags have been used that hadn't been done in the past. The tags issued by Columbia Plateau through their drawings have been eligible for a second tag purchase for the hunters, and which was spelled out actually in our landowner raffle hunt WAC, but we wanted to make it clear in here that that tool was being used. And it's also part of the Bennett Lumber proposal where the antlerless elk permits there. The holders of those permits would have the option of purchasing a second tag. So going into the details with the new Bennett Lumber proposal, as I mentioned, multiple parcels, close to 10,000 acres in the Blue Mountains area. We're proposing that in 2015, the landowner would distribute 6 buck permits, 2 bull permits, and 10 cow permits. That would be the same for each of the 2 following years, except that they'd only be distributing 1 bull permit in those two years. And so this proposal is a little bit different than the traditional approach we've taken with LHPs in the past. In lieu of us issuing permits through our special permits drawings, we're proposing to enroll the landowner's lands into some of our other access programs. They're larger parcels. Over 640 acres would be managed under the Hunt by Reservation system. And they're smaller parcels, and there's quite a few of them, would be open to all the hunting public on a feel-free-to-hunt basis, essentially from September through December, and also during the spring turkey season. We feel that we're getting a lot more recreational opportunity using this approach. Here's an example of that. So based on the number of tags that we would be issuing to the landowner in this case, would result in us issuing about 12 to 13 permits through our special permit drawing, which would result in an estimated 70 user days. And these, in theory, these aren't necessarily new permits. They would be subtracted from other permit hunts in those game management units, probably. In contrast to that, under our proposal, we're estimating that there would be at least 1,500 user days provided through the reservation system, which does not include the smaller properties that would be open to the public on a feel-free-to-hunt basis. So you can see lots more opportunity there as opposed to using the standard permit allocation. And I believe that's my last slide. I take any questions.
Questions from the